Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you form a deeper connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you so that you can craft a better life of your own design. Today we're going to be talking about another important task from stage 7, connecting to yourself, which is identifying and replacing limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are a form of emotional scars that are put into our minds by bad experiences that we have, and we're going to talk about how they happen, and most importantly, how to replace them, and what you can do if you can't replace them, because some of them, they run deep, and they're very hard to get rid of. So this is really going to help free you up to pursue life, to pursue your dreams, and so on. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we get started, quick shout out to new listeners in Guyancourt, France. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for this connection. It's so exciting to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, you can send them to me by using the link in the show notes. That will take you over to the community page. There's a scroll down. There's a little form there. And you can send me a message. Let me know. Ask me anything. I absolutely adore to get in questions, thoughts, and ideas from everybody. So keep them coming. It does come directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. So let me know how this process is going for you. Okay, so limiting beliefs. Now, while you're questioning your ideology, and you're questioning your beliefs about the world, which is what we're doing in stage 7. We're questioning everything so that we can pick out the pieces that are right for us, the pieces that are a good match for us, and evolve our ideologies and our beliefs, and really come to a point of having a nice set of principles that guide your life. So while you're questioning all of these things, it's a great time to identify and question the beliefs about yourself and the beliefs about your life that have been put into your mind by your parents, by your friends, by society, by yourself, and decide if they're really right for you. Are they really healthy for you? Are they true for you anymore? Is there any reason to keep these beliefs? Now, here we're looking for limiting beliefs. And these are beliefs that hold you back from doing what you feel compelled to do. Limiting beliefs are inherently negative. They're beliefs about what you are not. Or they're beliefs that you are a bad thing. Or it's about what you cannot be, or will never be, or are not capable of. This is what these beliefs feel like. And they're always kind of depressing when you read them out loud to yourself. And when you think about a limiting belief in your head, it might sound like the voice of your parents, or your siblings, or your childhood friends labeling you as something negative. Now, limiting beliefs can also come from just watching your parents as a child. Just kind of watching how they interact. Children are always watching. So let's pause for a minute and think about, how did your parents act towards each other? What was the dynamic there between your parents? Now, if you only had one parent, you can ask yourself, what was the dynamic between that one parent and other adults? So you're watching this adult interaction, and you're filing away little rules about life because of it. What beliefs might this have implanted in you? And it's funny, when parents, they don't mean to implant, well, most parents don't mean to implant negative beliefs in your head. But even just going about their normal daily activity, they can quite inadvertently plant negative beliefs or limiting beliefs in your head without ever really meaning to. So it's worth the time to think about and write down, make a little catalog or a little bullet list of what beliefs you might have picked up from just watching your parents interact with each other or with other people, other adults. And then just list them out. Then decide what you're going to replace them with. Now, for some of us, we may have limiting beliefs that are based on more than just watching parents and friends. Some of us may have been bullied when you were young. You may have been bullied by your own parents or your siblings, friends. You may have been told flat out bad things about yourself. And your mind would just file it away. Oh, it must be true. So I want you to list any beliefs that come to mind. Make a little bullet list for each one. Then decide what you're going to replace them with. So this is what we're going to do. Because it can, just to say, oh, we're going to release this belief and it's going to be gone. You need to fill that hole, right? You can dig up a weed, but you're going to need to fill that hole with something. And the easiest thing to do is to fill that gap with a different belief. So for each limiting belief, you're going to make a supportive belief that will actually support your efforts instead of holding back your efforts. And then I want you to read your new beliefs every day for at least a month or as long as it takes to retrain your brain. One really cool way to do this, if you're a tech geek and you like a nice app, is get a spaced repetition flashcard system. And there's a ton of them out there, so pick your favorite one, doesn't matter. But it needs to have a long-term learning spaced repetition built into it. It might be called a Leitner system, or it might be called just spaced repetition system. Either of those phrases is going to work. I have one that I like. It's called the Studies, and it's free for mobile devices. They charge money for laptops. There's others. Anki is very popular. There's a ton of them out there. So given your device, go to your app store, check it out, see what you can find, see what you like. Try a couple of them. But here's the cool idea is a... You can either write these new beliefs on a post-it note and stick it somewhere where you're going to see it and read it every day. Bathroom mirror is very popular. Or right next to your bed, that's very popular. Wherever, or in your car, wherever you're going to see it every day and read it every day. So post-it notes work great. A little piece of paper somewhere works great. If you like a more technologically driven solution, then use a spaced repetition system. It's like flashcards. And you put your new beliefs on the flashcards and you train through them on your device every day. And it slowly sort of moves that out to be not quite every day. Then it's a few days later. Then it's a week later. Then it's so on. But I've had a lot of success with that as well. Now, limiting beliefs that are put in us that we pick up as children, especially before the age of 7, but at pretty much any childhood age, can be very hard to get rid of. And if you find that you have some limiting beliefs in you that you just cannot fully replace, you've tried to replace them. I just try to replace them first. And if you have a few limiting beliefs that are just really stubborn, and you just can't seem to replace them, this is normal. It's okay. And what I would try is instead add to them. I'm going to give you some examples here. So here's a list of really common limiting beliefs. and how you can add to them to make each of them more positive. So, for example, a common limiting belief is, I am strange or I am weird. And this can really kind of hold you back from what you're called to do. It can hold you back from expressing yourself. So what if you can't manage to replace that? So instead, you're going to add to it. You might say, I am strange in the most unique and amazing way. Now, you've taken the word strange or weird there and you've redefined it as unique and amazing. See how we're doing that? Let's try another one. I don't belong. This is a really common limiting belief. I don't belong. So I would add to that, among people who hold me back. So now the belief becomes, I don't belong among people who hold me back. Or I don't belong among people who treat me badly. Something like that. Here's another one. No one will listen. So why should I bother? No one will listen. I would add to this one, I would add, if they're not ready. So don't force them. No one will listen if they're not ready. So don't force them. Here's another one. I am self-centered. Maybe when you were young, somebody told you you were self-centered. And when you were a teenager, you probably were. We all are. But are you now? Probably not. But this can be really tough to get rid of. So I would add to it, centered securely in my own soul. I am self-centered. So again, we're redefining self-centered, meaning I'm centered in myself. I'm centered fully in my own soul. So you've taken the sting out of these words. And redefining a word, taking the sting out of it, is a great way to tweak these beliefs that you just can't get rid of. Here's another one. The way I want to do it will not work unless I actually do it. So do it. Right? So we took the way I want to do it will not work, and we add to it, unless I actually do it. So do it, and it becomes a motivator. How about nobody listens to women? Oh, that one hits home. Nobody listens to women. And you might say, is it true? No, not really. But I tell you what, nobody listens to women who do not speak up, so speak up. And we turn it from something disempowering to something empowering. How about, I'm a silly child, just a silly child. Oh, you silly thing, you're ridiculous. So let's redefine that. I'm a silly child, playful and inquisitive, like the purity of childhood. Childhood is beautiful. We are so open to new experiences and new ideas and to being goofy and funny and having fun and not caring who sees and not caring what anybody thinks. Ah, how awesome would it be to be a silly child? And we reframe it. All right, last one. What I want is irrelevant. Ouch. What I want is irrelevant. How about what I want is irrelevant until I decide otherwise? So now the power is with me to bring relevancy to what I want. As always. So the tactics we've used here is we've added to these beliefs, if we couldn't just outright replace them, we've added to them. And by adding to them, we've either redefined that negative word, you know, taken a different perspective on that negative word, But what we've really done here is we've tricked our brains. Our minds have already accepted the first part of that sentence, and it's embedded deeply. So now when we add to it, there's already a spot, there's a slot in our brains ready to accept the ending of that sentence. And we get to define the ending. So try this, it's a very powerful exercise. And as usual, you're gonna need to read it over and over and over and over and over. Once a day, twice a day, at least once a day for at least a month. Then put it in your spaced repetition system if that's what you're into, to make sure that you don't forget that it keeps coming up for you. So if you have some limiting beliefs holding you back and you can't seem to get rid of them, try completing them. And remember to read it often so that you train your brain on this updated version of the beliefs. And you're going to be amazed at how this puts you in a more joyous, energetic, positive, empowered state. Just really, really all good things. So every time you find a new limiting belief, and this will happen, some situation will trigger some emotional baggage, and you'll go, wow, I didn't realize I was still thinking that those kinds of things about myself or about life. Wow, what was that still doing in there? Take a moment to either replace it or complete it, and take the ammunition out of it. So let me know how it goes. Use the link down in the show notes to send in your thoughts, ideas, and questions. Those come directly to me. You will hear back directly from me. Let me know how this process is going for you and how I can help. I absolutely love getting emails from the audience, so keep them coming. They're coming in from all over the world. And it's really wonderful perspective for me, and I'm going to start sharing some of those with you pretty soon. Anonymously, of course. So thanks for joining us here this time. I think that's enough homework for today. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.